we're playing marbles.
This is Burr Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant, that would be me, at fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America, discussing issues the day after. My opinions on world events are generally tentative. I'm cautious on forming judgments on the chaotic number of moving parts that set up the world stage.
Time eventually provides a degree of clarity.
I have stronger opinions about Cold War approaches and the disaster in Vietnam than I once did. I see the lies and misdirection surrounding the Iraq invasion differently now than I did at first. Sometimes clarity begins a little sooner. The Russian invasion of the Crimean Peninsula and Vladimir Putin's post-invasion saber-rattling became Republican talking points leading up to the 2014 elections. Mitt Romney suggested that Vladimir Putin was a realist, but President Obama was naive.
The president's naivete with regards to Russia and his faulty judgment about Russia's intentions and objectives has led to a number of foreign policy challenges that we face.
That was Mitt Romney on Meet the Press, March 23, 2014.
Rudy Giuliani had praise for Vladimir Putin's decisive leadership style and contrasted it with that of President Obama.
He makes a decision and he executes it quickly. Then everybody reacts. That's what you call a leader. President Obama, got to think about it. He's got to go over it again. He's got to talk to more people about it.
That was Rudy Giuliani, interviewed by Neil Cavuto on Fox News, March 3rd, 2014.
The House Republican chairman on intelligence thought President Obama was simply outclassed.
Well, I think Putin is playing chess, and I think we're playing marbles. And I don't think it's even close.
That was Representative Mike Rogers, Republican of Michigan, on Fox News, March 2nd, 2014.
The latest news indicates Vladimir Putin is now in deep and deeper trouble at home.
Oil prices are falling. The ruble is sinking. Inflation is projected to be a sky-high 9%.
But experts say all of those problems combined do not come close to the financing crisis closing in on Putin. U.S.-sponsored sanctions have cut Russia off from Western financing, and Russia now owes more than $700 billion to Western banks.
Vladimir Putin seems to have found himself sitting on a pin with no place to put his feet.
So the economic, very big stick, very little bluster strategy of President Obama worked after all. In the months leading up to the 2014 elections, ISIL was a huge talking point for Republicans. The default position has always been to jump into the lead in military defense of our allies. In this case, pretty much every country in the region decided to hold back.
Let the U.S. take the lead.
And the expense. And the losses. More recent news has been startling. Turkey has begun cooperating with some Kurdish factions battling Islamic extremists. Iraq has reached agreements on oil revenue sharing and financing of military efforts
with the Kurds.
With no apparent negotiations involving the United States, our adversary, Iran, has, on their own, begun intensive bombing of ISIL strongholds. Other regional countries have decided to take responsibility for their own security. Experts say the ISIL advance has been halted, and the extremist group is struggling to hold on to what they have.
Even Facebook postings from religious extremists in the area have turned from boastful to desperate.
So, Obama's strategy, putting pressure on those who live in the region to defend themselves, seems to be working after all. Leading up to the 2014 elections, the Ebola medical crisis was a huge talking point for Republicans. Even medical people bravely battling the illness were shunned rather than praised for their efforts. Today, you can find Republican attacks on the medical approach of the Obama administration, but only with the help of search engines. It appears that the Obama strategy of listening to the experts and acting on their knowledge was the right approach. Now it seems impossible to get Republicans to pay attention to efforts at meeting the medical crisis at its source in Africa.
Ending Ebola as a threat has become low priority for conservatives.
On all foreign policy issues, there are eventual lessons to be learned. Republicans were furious at the administration's refusal to go to war with Russia. Sadly, we no longer have the benefit of Republican analysis. They have fallen silent. Republicans were alarmed for the survival of our nation because the administration insisted those in the Middle East take up arms to defend themselves against Islamic extremists. Now, it is difficult to hear the vigorous debate that had seemed so promising. We hear little from them on going to war. Republicans had urged a strategy of panic at a medical crisis that now does not deserve their attention at all. It can take years to draw lessons from history. It will take a while to learn all we need to learn about our strategy toward Russia, toward ISIL extremism, toward the Ebola medical crisis. But one lesson took only a short time.
Issues are often raised because of real concerns. Sometimes they are lies, raised only for campaign purposes.
In this case, we could make the distinction the day after the election. This is Burr Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant,
that would be me,
at fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America.